Well, hey, everyone, as we finish out the show, we are opening up our inbox and I get to answer today's question. And as we are certainly heading into Easter here, this is a very appropriate one. Our listener says, I am stuck when it comes to my faith. Easter's coming up and I'm just not feeling it. I want to love the Lord and others and be excited. But what does it look like to be grateful for my salvation and apply the resurrection message to everyday life? Well, this is a great question. And not only is it great just because it's a good question to think about, but also because it shows that you have a heart that wants to be in step with the Spirit and be in tune with your faith. And so you're recognizing that maybe you're not quite there right now. And so hopefully I can lend some encouragement because I have definitely been there myself. So first up, I just want to say, you know, you don't have to, I know you mentioned feelings in your question, but the fact is, to apply the resurrection message for your life, it doesn't always involve feelings. Like sometimes, you know, certainly to be sure of your salvation or to be walking with the Lord, to be trusting God isn't as much an emotional experience as it is a trusting experience. And sometimes you're super joyful about that and it's all awesome. And other days you're just struggling kind of to hang on, and that's okay too. And so it's interesting because not too long ago in January, I remember writing a post here at Boundless. In fact, you might want to look it up, and it's titled 8 Simple Ways to Boost Your Faith This Year. And in it, I talked about a few strategies that sometimes I have to do when I'm just kind of walking through the spiritual blahs and feeling like, oh, is God really there? Am I really excited about my faith? What does it look like? Does he really, you know, have me? Does he have good things for me? And so there are just some great simple ideas of things you can do right there. But overall, what I want to encourage you to do is really to do a couple things. The first thing is to make sure that you are staying connected to the Lord through scripture and through prayer. Now, you know, this isn't like do this and you will get this. It's not formulaic. It's not going to be like just rewarding you for being a better taskmaster. What it's going to do is it's just going to ensure that you're staying plugged in to the source of all good things and the source of life. You know, Jesus is the only thing that's going to provide something transformational in your life. Everything else is just checking off a bunch of boxes. So you want to make sure that you're staying in scripture, that you're staying connected to God, really crying out to him and pouring out your heart to him because he asks us to do that. So you've probably heard it said before that, you know, you stay faithful, you obey God and his word. And really, as you're doing that, then you can expect maybe soon, maybe not quite so soon, for those emotions to follow. But they don't have to set the course for the seriousness of your faith, for the legitimacy of your faith. Your faith is your faith. And sometimes you're going to have feelings and sometimes you won't. So stay encouraged in that. I want to give you a verse, Isaiah 40:29, where God promises he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And that is a promise. And sometimes we're weak and sometimes we are weary. But God is the one who gives strength, not us in our own striving. And so you can take that to the bank. You can trust God with that and not have to rely on emotions. The other one that I like to encourage folks with, very familiar verse is Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And so if you're wondering like, oh, well, I'm just in the doldrums or I'm just kind of not feeling it, just start actively thinking about the things around you. It could be something in nature. It could be a great friendship that you have. It could be just an awesome coffee or something, you know? Start thinking about the things that honor the heart of God, that show the love of his people. And I think you will start seeing that God will meet you there and bolster you in your faith as you move forward. So also make sure you're staying plugged into community because that's going to help you as well as you see God working in other people's lives. Sometimes we can see it better, God's faithfulness in others' lives, and we don't believe it for ourselves. So we have to encourage one another daily with that as well. So hopefully these will be a few things to get you started. All right, everyone, that is it for this week's show. As always, we do want to hear from you. So write to us at editor@boundless.org with maybe a question that you might have for us to answer in the future. And in the meantime, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.